Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 3.5 cents, closing at 343. November beans up 12.25 cents, closing at 986. And September wheat down 0.25 cents, closing at 414.75. A little bit of a strange day here. We rallied pretty much out of the chute. Corn rallied 5 cents, beans rallied 12 cents off the opening prices, but then they gave most of that back, at least in the beans by the close. We still closed at 12 higher, but at one point we were 21 cents higher. Crude oil is down another dollar a barrel, hasn't been this low since mid-April. The bean oil closed just a few ticks lower, but the meal was strong, up $4.90 a ton. Corn market, we had the sales this morning. That, I think, certainly helped. 247 to unknown. And then we had the 131 to China for the beans. So that was a little bit helpful here. But the beans, yeah, I'm not sure why they were so strong here today. You know, the funds are still long. They got to be back long 100 to 110,000 contracts again. The weather next week looks hot, 93 to 97 degrees, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week in the middle of Iowa, but they're also expecting heavy rains. If they get these rains, you know, in my opinion, it's game over. There was some talk today about lower yields in corn in Iowa because of the heat. I'm not sure I buy that when it's all said and done. The Illinois crop has had similar amounts of moisture, similar heat, and another group came out and said yields are 177 to 282. So, you know, I think we've got big crops out here. Why we've rallied the beans 2 days in a row is frankly beyond me, but it is what it is. It was a decent close in the August beans. It was a good close in November. I just don't know how far we're going to carry this thing. I don't see any really fundamental reason for it, except that the demand has been picking up a little bit. It was noted that Monday's export inspections were the strongest summer inspections that we've had on the beans, maybe in history. So that was a little bit helpful and encouraging, I guess, to the market, and that's why I guess we rallied as much as anything. Really not a whole lot of other news out here. The Fed came out, left interest rates unchanged, but everybody been talking about raising interest rates in December. They made a statement that it may come as early as September out here, and they were talking 0.25 to 0.75 percentage points. The bonds rallied 1 point off of that. I have no idea why. The bonds are now up over 1 point on the day. Again, I can't imagine why you'd be wanting to buy bonds if we're starting this new interest rate cycle of higher interest rates out here. My opinion is once we really start getting this thing going, it's going to move a lot faster and a lot higher than most people would think. And that's really pretty much all the news that's out there. One of the reasons wheat had some early strength was the wheat tour was coming back with yields on the spring wheat a little bit less than what they were expecting. But obviously we've got a lot of wheat around the world, which is why we're down here at 414 a bushel. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.